Okay, seeing none, then let's just go to general questions. And does anybody have any other questions, any follow-up questions on the presentations, or perhaps any other information that we didn't cover that you are wondering about and that you'd like to ask a question on? So Lowell, I see your hand, and I'm going to unmute you now, and you should be live, Lowell.
Okay, and I did happen to step out during Shanta's presentation, and I don't know if she discussed it or not, but am I correct in remembering that the economic analysis was in the draft EIR, and do you want to make any comments on that if you haven't already?
You are correct that there was an economic analysis in the draft EIR. And no, we haven't discussed that right now.
Okay.
And Natalie, I am unmuting you now, and you should be live.
Hi, yes, I had a question from one of the earlier talks on the irrigation nutrient management.
Sure, Natalie, if you could try to speak up just a little more or get closer to the mic.
Yeah, I had a question about the irrigation nutrient management earlier talks.
Yeah.
There was a section where they asked the growers to monitor ET, and I'm just kind of wondering, many current SIMA stations aren't functioning or reporting ET, and so how will this be addressed? How are farmers expected to monitor ET? And also had a question on wells and monitoring their wells. What if wells are shared, and what would be useful information on how to move forward with that?
So thanks, Natalie. With respect to the SIMA stations not functioning, I'm not aware of that being a problem. If that is the case, it's going to be, it'll be a hurdle to overcome to try and get an ET value. I'll come back to this, but Monica, are you aware of that being a problem? Is that something that is a chronic issue?
Hi, Natalie. Yes, sometimes the stations come out of the line, or they are like disconnected, or maintenance, or other reasons. So ideally, we will have a list of other means the growers can use to estimate the evapotranspiration. Perhaps CIMES has been already proposing some aerial imaging, and I'm looking into that as also another alternative methodology that will be available and should be free.
So also there is the crop manage irrigation and nutrient management tool that can that growers can use to help them, fine-tune their irrigation management on their particular ranches. We will be providing a lot of information and resources to growers in the year that the order is adopted. So we kind of have, there's a grace period in there where we will be hoping to put forms together and information that could be useful for situations like this.
Thank you. And then Natalie, could you repeat your follow-up question, please, about the well monitoring? I think you had a question about shared wells and, how that would work. Oh.
You have to unmute her.
One moment. Okay, Natalie, you should be live.
Hi, yes. And so there was earlier also having to monitor irrigation wells, and there are many growers who share wells. How will this be addressed? Will there be a main grower involved in this, or landowner? How is this expected to be managed?
Well, if you are sharing a well, it's not on your particular property, then you would need to get that information from the owner or operator of the well that is providing that irrigation water to your particular ranch. And there is mention of that in the order, in the MRP, and I believe attachment A as well.
But to be clear, Natalie, if the basis of your question is who's required to monitor the well, I guess that will probably be the parcel that's located on
Well, actually, I mean, the information, as far as collecting the sample, yes, yeah, that's true. But as far as reporting the information, right, you as the enrollee would still have to provide that information.
Okay. And Natalie, I just want to make sure that we answer your question. So your mic should be live again if you have any follow-up.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, George, I'm going to unmute you and you should be live.
Okay, great. Yeah, just in an effort, after thinking about this, to simplify a lot of the calculations and something that growers could understand, just having the pounds of harvested product divided by the pounds of new nitrogen to give a ratio of that would give you a very understandable number, I think. I just want to run that by everybody and see what they thought. Just pounds per applied new nitrogen pound.
Yeah, so I guess you're talking about the ratio of, you said the nitrogen harvested over the new, basically applied new nitrogen.
Right, rather than doing a lot of complex calculations, just have your harvested pounds of product over the pounds of new nitrogen, which is what we're all trying to limit. So the bigger that number that could be, the better you would have a result. You could do that for each crop. I ran a bunch of numbers and it's all pretty understandable. And I just wanted to see if there was anyone who had any thoughts on that.
Run it by. Thanks, Monica. Have you heard of using that calculation?
Well, yeah, I guess that was something that is proposed in the San Joaquin, the A over R. But George, in our order, we have for compliance pathway 2, we have A equal R. So in the automatic form that we are going to provide, so where growers will be reporting this information, that is the calculation that will be basically produced at the end of the entire ranch data sheet. So if you want to have an A over R of each one of your particular crops, you could do that on your end, but we are not calculating that on the automatic form. I know where you're coming from with this, but in our case, the compliance has to be that A, which is the new nitrogen in the compliance number 2, equals the removal, which is R. That's what we're going to look for.
Yeah, thank you for adding that, Monica. And is it also accurate then? Of course, the values that George is talking about, we are collecting that information. I mean, we are collecting A, we are collecting R. So, you know, we can do A over R, we can do R over A. I mean, we can do it either way. And so we can take a look at those through time, George, and that might be an interesting measure to track through time, and we'll have the capability of doing that.
Right, I'm just bringing this up because of the audience. You know, you're talking about really having all the growers and environmental community and everybody on the same page.
Yeah.
And I think it just makes things a whole lot more simple when you say, okay, I put on, you know, for every new nitrogen pound I apply, if I can maximize that number, then it's a win for everyone. And I think that, you know, we need to do what we can to simplify all this process because, you know, it's just a recognition of the audience.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
We're dirt farmers and we're not that smart. That's the bottom line.
Well, we appreciate your comments and everything you do. You know, so again, we, all that information that you mentioned, that is going to be on the form and we can track that. We can track those ratios through time and it would be an interesting measure of compliance. So.
Also, I just want to reiterate too that, you know, the calculations will be incorporated in the form so that it doesn't have to be on your shoulders to run the calculation. It will just occur by the formulas that we have embedded in the forms. Yeah, but certainly there's information I'm sure growers are keeping that they need to use, perhaps like in their farm plan, that helps them just to be the most efficient they can be.
Okay, so looking for any other raised hands that we have.
So Chris, I do have a question that came in from Sarah Lopez. It came into the Ag NOI and my email. Essentially, the question is related to, well, what is the process for us to start engaging with third parties? In my presentation for surface water protection, I had briefly mentioned that, you know, we do have minimum criteria for third parties in the draft order currently. So I would definitely suggest that any third party that wishes to form, take a look at that minimum criteria in the order. But also for next steps, we will be releasing expectations. So some additional expectations in addition to the criteria that's in the order within the next few months. After the board meeting that will occur later this summer, then we will be releasing a request for proposals. So we will be asking third parties then to submit to us proposals for their third party program that they wish to start communicating with us on and engaging with us to help growers comply with requirements. So Sarah, I hope that helped answer some of the process moving forward for third parties. But more than happy to take any more questions related to that today or as well as tomorrow's workshop.
Thank you, Elaine. Apparently, Sarah was unable to use audio. So I'm still looking for, I don't see any more raised hands. So if you do have a question, go ahead and use the raise hand feature. And if you don't see it in the right-hand corner, you might be able to access it through clicking on the participants tab, seeing your name, and then raising your hand that way. Okay, well, seeing none, then again, I want to thank everybody for participating today. Thank you all. We had, at one point in time, I counted 134 participants. I've probably included staff. So again, thank you. Thank you for participating and all your questions. We look forward to letting you know when we're going to be having those board meetings later on in the summertime, in which case we'll continue the conversation. We have one more workshop that's occurring tomorrow. And again, thanks and have a wonderful rest of the day.